you were like the thing on Lost. You didn't know that was going to be a big show. They hired you, and what happened?
I have traditionally been a guest player, and so I thought this was another in a long line of mm-hmm. such parts. And I thought it was going to be three episodes, so I packed, you know, a small bag to go to the Hawaiian Islands in the wintertime, and I said, honey, I'll be back shortly. And they
Are you married?
Yes.
I see. I've said that, and there was no one in the room. So you go over there, you do the what you think is like a one-shot deal, and then what happens?
It's a character actor's dream. You make yourself, evidently I made myself invaluable in some way. I passed the audition, and they kept me around for another four seasons.
And beyond just a regular on the show, you made quite an impact, not only with the show, but for yourself, too, didn't you?
People seem to respond to the character, and now... Now, of course, careful what you wish for, because now I'm not sure I can ever leave it fully behind. You know, you carry a thing like that around.
An evil genius kind of a guy?
Well, he had... That was one of the things mm-hmm. he was. But I'm not sure exactly how to characterize him. I mean, you get into some funny situations with respect to your character. I've had people come up to me, and excited fans, and they've introduced me to their children, whom they have named after my character. And
really?
And you think, well, I suppose that's an honor, but what? Which part of what my character was are you aspiring to? A kind of a Machiavellian set of survival skills? Or?
What do you tell the child later about the origin of the name?
Right. Yeah. And you don't know what to say to these people. I mean, when someone is holding their sleeping infant in front of you, you don't know whether to bless it or touch it with your forehead or... What is to be done in that situation?
I'm not sure. That never happens to me.